There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I'm Rob, and Trevor is in studio, yet walking down the streets of New York.
I am indeed. We're live on the spot right now.
Oh, man. Are we ever. No, so we are at the mercy of the internet connection of New York City.
Well, this time I think we played it better. We waited till I got past the train stations, and now I'm on side streets walking home.
Well, that sounds good. It's good to have you on Skype, and my God, do we have so much to talk about.
Greatest episode ever of Big Brother last night.
It's Thursday afternoon at 5:30 Eastern time, so we haven't had the live eviction yet. But
I'm fairly certain we know it's going to happen.
Well, I know. I'm kind of disappointed about it, but... But we needed to talk about last night's show. We had to get it out of our system.
Done. So let's go. Dan. What a move.
Now, I think he might take the scumbag award because what he did... Yeah. And I caught a lot of shit for this on Twitter because I just... What he did, I'm not a real fan of. I mean, he broke Danielle's heart.
Yeah, I would say Danielle is equally a scumbag.
Well, true.
Because she's now going along with it.
This is true. This is very true.
It didn't take much convincing for her to go along with it after Dan laid out the plan.
That's true. You know, I tweeted that before I knew the whole master plan of what went down.
It was both beautiful and bold.
It was. And it's going to go down in history as one of the greatest Big Brother moves in history. And I agree with that. It was a masterful plan by Dan.
Dan was going home, and now he's staring the Final Four in the eye.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Frank went so far as to take a chum bath, he dipped himself in avocado, he wore a carrot suit for a week, just to get Dan out of the house.
He gave up 2 weeks of being HOH challenges.
Yes, he gave up a week of HOH, and by the end of the episode, Dan and Frank are working together.
Yeah, and it makes total sense for Dan to dick over Shane and Brittany and Ian.
It does.
Always go where the numbers are.
Yep. Yeah,
he went from being eliminated from the game to now being in another four-man group controlling the house.
Exactly. And I think the root of all of this, and I'm going to catch some shit for this, the root to all of this is Ian. If Dan had not had to work so hard to cover Ian's ass for so long, I don't think this would have happened. Got tired of covering for Ian all the time.
Dan took all the heat was because
yes.
of Ian.
Yes.
It was because Dan, you know, Dan was listen to those horns talking. Dan, last week, I mean, he basically took it in the ass for Ian.
Yeah, he did.
Right? I mean, Frank was targeting him. You know what I mean? Like, Dan took all the heat.
Absolutely. And I think Dan was tired of taking all the heat to set Ian up for success.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was happening. Ian and Brittany were in masterful positions because of everybody else.
And Dan had to get his leg blown off.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and I think Dan realized, you know, even if I stayed with these Quack Pack people,
yeah.
I'm never going to win against them because I have all the blood on my hands.
Exactly. And man, does he have even more blood on his hands now. Oof.
Oh, jeez, he's been did it.
To come up with this plan, though.
It's brilliant.
The 24 hours of solitary confinement is what saved him.
It was devious, it was cutting, it was brilliant.
It one of the best episodes ever of Big Brother.
Absolutely.
Now, we were talking before the show, this plan can never be used
Gen City, bold move.
Oh, yo, fuck Gen City. No, Fuck her. Move. She hasn't done shit in this game. She is a pawn in Dan's game, and that is it.
She still had to use that veto. She had to agree to it. She's got something she can... She made a big move. She can hang her hat on something now.
Fuck Gen City. That is what I say. That... she has not done anything in this game. She is absolutely a pawn in the bigger scheme of Dan and somewhat Frank's game.
It was a big move. It was a big move that she used the veto.
It was not a move at all. Frank conned her into using that.
Like I said, she went from having... Didn't I say on Sunday... Frankie and Jen were going to align with each other.
Yeah, you were right.
I saw that coming. And now I would say she went from having a 1% chance of winning the game to having a 25% chance of winning the game.
No, she doesn't have that good of a chance at all. Fuck her. She just... There is no good qualities about this girl. I mean, she floats all this way and then attaches herself to Dan and Frank. I don't see how you can say she's made a big game. Move. I don't know.
Honestly, if she's sitting next to Dan or Frank, she has a great chance of winning.
I hope not. I hope that this jury can appreciate.
Next to Dan.
I hope this jury can appreciate.
In the final two. I'm not sure how Dan can win again.
I don't think Dan will win again. No, but I don't think Jen will make it to the final two. I don't think she can make it that far.
You either say she hasn't done anything, so she can't make the final two. No. Or she makes the final two because either Dan or Frank makes the argument that she hasn't done enough to win.
She hasn't done enough to win. I mean, it is bottom line that. She has not done anything to win this game. The streets of New York are just hilarious to listen to.
Did you hear that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we heard that thing from 10 blocks away.
This is awesome. We should do more outside shows more often.
Yes, because it translates to radio so well.
Yeah, just like, how CNN has the Hurricane Isaac covers.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have our outdoor Big Brother coverage.
Yeah, that's true. It is the outdoor...
By the way, I take my hat off to all those people at CNN, because there is absolutely no way, with the hurricane lingering a mile offshore, that you're getting me out there holding a microphone and doing interviews.
I would love to do that. That would be so much fun.
Listen... You get me to higher ground. There's no way. You have Anderson Cooper. The eye of the storm is now a mile offshore. He's sitting on the beach where it's coming into.
Well, he's got a good beachside property. The only reason that we're not out... You know what? A hurricane is nothing more than a severe thunderstorm that lasts a really long time. There's just more lightning here in Nebraska, and that's why I'm not standing outside with a microphone all the time.
Are you trying to argue about your tornado versus a hurricane?
Yes.
Send this in the discovery.
Yeah. No, if...
Ask Mifsters what's worse.
Well, a hurricane's probably worse because of all the things that come along with it. Yeah, it's a long tornado.
Because the rain.
Your Skype's breaking up on us. I don't know. You must be getting into a bad data connection.
I think it's like a bad day for you, but I still got to go. All right, let's get back on topic.
Okay, yes, let's do this.
So Brittany, on the block.
Yeah.
I mean, I think when Jen used that veto, you saw the look come over Brittany's face.
Yep.
It was like, oh, geez, I've been sold down the river.
Yep. And did you see the look on Ian's face? I mean, I think Ian finally realizes what it's like to play this game unprotected, like everyone else.
I think Ian is right. Is stunned that this just happened.
Yeah. Yeah. And
he now knows that that the tables have been turned on him.
Yep. Yeah. I was on Twitter last night after the show, and James Ryan from Big Brother 6, he's been on RFF Radio before. He made a great conspiracy theory tweet that I loved. notice how Allison Grodner made Ian go first in the veto.
Well, I would think the first person to win. I didn't think that was that, only because I agreed the order should be who had the veto first.
Probably, yeah. I don't know how you decide who goes first in a situation like that. There absolutely has to be somebody who's first and who's second, but I would have thought that Ian's veto had a little bit more power than Jen's, in terms of, I feel like it's all-encompassing more than here's another veto to play for.
Although, let's say even if it was the other way, let's say Jen used her veto first and put Brittany on the block. All Ian could do would be to take Brittany back off, then Shane would go up.
True.
So really, and achieve the same point.
True.
In fact, it could almost be worse for Ian if that happened, because at least Shane can go win an HOH.
That's a very good point. Brittany can't win shit. I felt really...
By the way, we have to get to talk about... before that HOH competition, they're basically already conceding it to Frank. I couldn't believe it.
Yes.
Oh, he's going to win this one, so.
Yes, was that not the just so obvious? Like, well, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to win this veto, Frank is saying. Or this HOH. And everybody was like, okay, yeah, you're right.
You're probably going to win.
Yeah.
And Ian, I agree with Ian. They did may have made an attack. He wanted to backdoor Frank on that double eviction.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did not want to put him up originally because he wanted to backdoor him.
Yeah.
He didn't want him competing in the veto challenge. And you can see he was visually upset.
Yeah.
That he got talked out of it. And now he's probably even more pissed off about it.
I don't know if it would have been any difference, though. I don't know if it would have made any difference, because Frank could have still ended up playing and winning in that veto competition. You know, regardless of how it went down, it still may have turned out the same way very easily. I think we might have lost Trevor there for a second, but no, I guess before, while I try to get Trevor back on the line, you know, just because Frank wouldn't be on the block when Ian had that double eviction night, or when he won HOH on double eviction night, doesn't necessarily mean that Frank wasn't going to play in the veto. I mean, there's a chance he wouldn't have, and it would have been different, but there's a chance that he could have played, still won the veto, and couldn't have been nominated anyway. So, I mean, in the end, yeah, there might be a 25% chance that it wouldn't have happened, that Frank wouldn't have been playing in the veto competition that night. But I don't know. I don't know. What the fuck do I know, right?
It's just something to chew on if you're Ian.
It is. And it's going to be one of those what-if moments for Ian for the rest of his life in this game, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm sure he's probably thinking to himself, especially Brittany on the block, God, if they would just listen to me, we nominate Joe and Jen, you know, maybe Frank can't compete in the POV.
Right.
And then I can pull Joe or Jen off the block and put Frank up.
Yeah. It's one of those what-if things that in the end, it may have worked out the exact same way it's worked out right now. So, I don't know.
I think we both assume Brittany goes home this week, right?
Yeah, I think Brittany's probably a goner this week.
Now, who do you think wins HOH?
I think that maybe somebody like, oh, God, fuck her, but Jen. I'm not even calling her Jen City. Jen.
I think it's either Shane or Jen wins this week.
Yeah, Shane could potentially win.
Shane's going to go into that, you know, very fired up. Yeah, yeah, and Frank cannot compete this week. So you would think Shane, it would be in his court to win.
Yeah.
You know who might want to consider stepping up and competing this week is Dan.
Yeah, possibly.
Even though he never tries in these HOH challenges, might be a good time to think about rising that plan.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Frank's not going to have the target this week. I think Dan is going to have the target this week.
Yeah.
Because Shane and Ian are going to know that he sold Brittany out.
Well, I'm just trying to think of a way that Danielle doesn't... that Danielle gets voted out this week. I mean, and Brittany doesn't go home. Because, I mean,
well,
Shane...
Brittany's got two votes, Shane and Ian, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Danielle's going to get Joe, Jen...
And Dan.
and Dan. There's no way. They would have to swing Joe's the vote. They would have to try to swing Joe, because Jen and Dan are going to be solid.
Yeah.
But Joe would be the one that they'd have to go to.
Yeah, and maybe Ian has the best shot of you know, calling in a favor there, because Ian didn't vote or didn't nominate Joe when he was HOH in that double eviction night.
Here's what you say to Joe. Look, sides have been drawn.
Yeah.
Obviously, Danielle, Dan, Frank, and Jen are now working together.
Yeah.
It's clear from what just happened that that's what's happening. And you don't have an alliance. You join me, Brittany, Shane, Brittany. That's four right there.
Yeah.
We vote out Danielle, and we take control of the house by 4-3 vote.
Yeah. Joe's the swing vote tonight. I don't know how he's going to vote. I really don't.
The problem is has not played a very ballsy game.
No, he
at
hasn't.
All.
He hasn't.
So it seems like he's content to finish fifth or sixth.
Yeah, it seems like that. I mean, I think he's just happy he's made it this far.
Yeah.
And he doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't want to make a big move. He doesn't feel like he has that in him.
No.
I feel like he's just going to go along, vote out Brittany. And eventually, he must just be hoping that if he's not a target of anybody,
right,
that he can slide through to the final three.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I don't see him making a big move, and he'll probably vote Brittany out tonight just because that's how he thinks the rest of the house has swung.
I feel he's going to keep voting with the majority.
Yeah, I do too.
Kind of a chicken shit move, but...
It is. It's a very chicken shit move.
He could actually... His strategy could work out because he figured we're on the verge of seeing World War III between the Ian group and the Frank group.
Yeah.
Right? Because if Shane wins HOH, he's going to nominate Dan and Frank, I would think.
I would think so. I mean, they got rid of Brittany in the end. I mean, I think Brittany's gone. I really do.
And if Jen wins HOH, I think she can put Shane and Ian.
Yeah, that's who she'd put up, absolutely. Yeah, I'm really sad that Brittany is gone, probably. I'm devastated. I mean, this is where my hate for Gen City comes in at, is because Brittany's gone, I think. I think that is the root of everything. What's that?
Because Brittany's a friend of the show.
Exactly.
I mean, her bringing in Hayden last year live on the radio was awesome.
Yeah, and Brittany's going to be back on the show. There's no doubt in my mind. But Jen will never be welcome on this program. Not ever, never.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. If it seems like when somebody else gets voted out and you're the obnoxious one in the diary room, that it comes back to bite you.
It does. Right? You're right.
Like when Boogie eliminated Janelle, he goes and did the whole.
That's true.
Never the bride holding up the Chill Town T-shirt.
That's true.
Like, he gets voted off, right?
Yep.
And then Brittany comes in. There's the whole bring.
Yep. You're right. Maybe there is like a curse.
It's like the Big Brother gods.
Yeah.
You're not winning game if you're obnoxious in the diary.
Yeah. It's that's true. We should be watching that now. So now maybe Frank will get all cocky this week and get eliminated next week.
So mental note to anybody who's going on the show, don't make fun of people on the way out the door in the diary.
Exactly. There you go. Oh, no, this is kind of a quick show, everybody. I mean, we had to talk about last night. Had to. We couldn't continue to not talk about last night.
Absolutely.
Can I talk about what happened in my personal life today, though, Trevor?
Done. Let's do it.
So, do you have anything else for Big Brother, first of all?
No, I'm good.
Because I'm gonna tell this story, we're gonna talk about it, and then we're probably gonna end the show. But the fucking people that drive in this motherfucking town that I live in. So
we hit your car today?
No. It's not even that. So after work today, I had scheduled to go to a person's house because they needed me to look at the keyboard on their computer. Not a big deal. So I leave school and I go a different way. And I get to this intersection, and here is the... an older gentleman who happens to be a pastor in one of the churches here in town. He's also...
Is it your church?
No. He's not in my church. He's also a raging fucking alcoholic.
Okay.
So he loves the wine, but he's not Catholic minister. Anyway. I have to stop at this intersection, and he goes and is going in the same direction that I'm going in. And he is going 8 miles per hour. 8. The speed limit on the side streets is about 20, 25, you know, depending on what part of town you're in. And granted, I don't live in a very big town. I mean, my town probably covers 14 blocks, maybe, if it's that. So anyway, he is ahead of me going slow as a motherfucker. And so
you tried
I
to pass him on the left.
No, I didn't even do that. So here comes, I mean, a block later, I have to take a left. And he continues on straight. So I take a left, go down this little dip-diddy-doo, this little hill, and I see that the lady that lives at the end of this block that I'm now traveling on isn't home. So I take a right and head to the highway to get back to my house. As I'm getting to the other intersection opposite of where I turned before, here comes this slow as a motherfuck alcoholic preacher, and he's down the street still going 8 miles an hour. By the time I get to the intersection and have, you know, regained my speed, I'm ahead of him. So I, you know, pull out in front of him. He's way down the street. It's not like I, you know, pulled out that far in front of him. And I go down the highway, and I go out to the highway, and I come home. And I come back here and get changed, and I hear somebody in my driveway. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Somebody's here. And then my doorbell rings. And here is that motherfucking asshole standing at my doorway. He's like, what's your hurry? I'm like, well, what are you talking about? He's like, well, you were going awfully fast. I says, well, I don't have time to piss around at 8 miles an hour.
You said that.
These are my exact words. I don't have time to piss around at 8 miles an hour. Well, you're going to hurt somebody if you keep going that fast. I says, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I didn't put anybody's life in danger, I said, by going that fast. He's like, well, why did you have to take such a long way home anyway? And that pissed me off. And I'm like, none of your goddamn business. He's like, well, it should be my business because you're going to hurt somebody. I'm like, I am not going to hurt somebody. I said, and it isn't any of your business. And he's like, well, you're going to be sorry sometime. And I said, get the hell out of here. And I closed the door. Slammed it and locked it, and I.
Well, he actually followed you to your house.
Yeah, he followed me to my house.
That's a little fuck.
Yeah, it's fucking scary. The stupid cocksucker, fucking asshole. I hope a fucking semi comes along and just plows that motherfucker right in the rear end. So road rage. I have road rage. I live in a town of 500 stupid fucks, and I have road rage. I have no idea how you people that live in L.A. and are listening to me right now in traffic don't just blow your fucking brains out. Because I know there's people that are listening to us that download the show to listen to it on their drive home. I don't know how you do it. I really don't. And then you have people who are going 8 miles an hour. Oh, what a stupid motherfucker. I was so pissed.
I'm having a bit of a situation myself right now.
Oh, okay.
How can I be at the supermarket? Nobody sells macaroni and cheese.
What? How? What the fuck? You go bitch slap some manager.
Oh, here we go. Thank God. All right, I'm here. It was in the Velveeta section.
Oh, okay. You're a Velveeta guy. You're not a Kraft macaroni and cheese, huh?
Well, you know, I can go between both. I usually go with whichever one's cheaper between the two of them.
Oh. See, there's the problem in my life, too. I find something that I like, and I don't fucking care how much it costs.
Well, yeah, because Velveeta and Kraft are both good, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So really, it really just comes down to cost at that point.
It is true. They are pretty good, but I do like the Kraft, the shells and cheese. That's my favorite.
Chelsea cheese is good.
Yeah, it's very, very, very good. Well, since you're at the supermarket, we probably should just end this show, right?
Yeah, you want to hear about my adventure shopping?
Oh, no. I'd love to hear about your adventure shopping.
Just kidding.
No.
I'm sure nobody else wants to hear about what I'm making for dinner tonight.
Is there some motherfucker going 8 miles an hour down the road? Because...
I barely drive, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you are lucky you don't drive, but that would drive me crazy, too. I can't believe this stupid asshole, who I wish I would have gotten close enough to see if he had been drinking, because he's a drinker and a preacher. Mm-hmm. Granted, I know that sounds weird to some of you people out there that are listening, but yes, it's a small town, and apparently these people can be preachers as well. But what a stupid motherfuck. God, I was pissed. It just ruined my whole evening.
Well, I'll find a circle if you drive to your parents' house and says you're a dangerous driver.
Well, the thing is, I didn't put anybody into danger, and I was not speeding. I was not going more than 25 miles an hour. When you're going 8, everything looks fast, doesn't it? What a cock. I just fired me up. I was just fired up. And of course, I live in a small town, so I'm going to have to see this dumb shit again at some point. What'd you say? I didn't hear what.
I'm just laughing at you.
Oh, okay. I live in a small town, so I'm going to have to see the dumb shit again. And he's actually a brother-in-law of one of my close friends that I work with, so fuck her running too. It's gonna create some awkwardness, but you know what? I thrive on awkwardness, and I don't fucking care. That is the great thing about being me, is I hope, because we have football games here in town tonight. I hope that I see him tonight.
You know who else thrives on awkwardness?
Who's that?
Dan.
Yeah, that is true. He fucking, that funeral. God, that is just a brilliant, I can't believe he came up with that. I really can't.
It's truly brilliant. Even you guys like Will Kirby and Mike Boogie right now, I took off the hat and we're swinging it around in deference.
Yeah, Will is now probably the second best player of Big Brother of all time. we're going to have to see, though, how this really ends for Dan.
If Dan wins this game, listen, he's right there with Will Kirby then.
Oh, absolutely. But if Danielle gets eliminated tonight, I mean, on the flip side, and his plan didn't work, it's not going to look as genius in the end.
It can't already work because he's off the block.
That's true. It definitely helped.
It's half worked already.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Well, should we get out of here for the week, Trevor?
Absolutely.
All right. Do you want to give out your contact information, or do you want me to do it?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
You can email Trevor at trevor@rffradio.com. How is that, Trevor?
That's perfect.
Okay. You can email me, rob@rffradio.com, twitter.com/robrff. And facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, thanks for listening to another short show. I think we got an hour in this week. I really think we got our recommended hour in for the week. So
I think so.
I'm happy with that. We'll be back probably next week sometime. Just stay tuned to the Twitter page or rffradio.com/live. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll catch you back here next week.